Hi, Stacey. Thanks for coming on the Fruit Street Health podcast. Could you just share with everyone a little bit about your professional and educational background and why you started working for Fruit Street as a dietitian?
Sure. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here today. I went to Michigan State for undergrad, and then I continued on for my dietetic internship at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. I didn't plan to, but I ended up staying in Cleveland for about 8.5 years, and I had some nursing home experience, and then I worked for one of the Cleveland Clinic hospitals for about 5.5 years, and I worked anywhere from the ICUs to our trauma units. I did maternity. I really got a taste for everything. And then towards the end, I worked for our cardiac rehab program. And I really felt like I wanted to work with more of the well population to prevent them from coming to the hospital and helping them prevent chronic disease and so forth. I then moved back to Michigan, where I'm originally from, and took a position doing corporate wellness. And from there, I found Fruit Street, and I just love the connection with people that you're able to have for the long-term period, really seeing people make these changes along the way. And like when you see their food logs and from the beginning and then towards the end and the middle, and you're starting to really see these changes happen over time, and you can actually feel like you're making an impact and connecting with these people, is this experience that I'm really enjoying.
Great. And how long have you been working for Fruit Street?
I started with Fruit Street in January.
Okay, great. So how many classes are you teaching right now, roughly?
Right now I have 3 classes.
Okay, great. Have you seen anyone even have some early success? I know it's only been a few months, but... Yeah.
So I have 2 of my classes right now are past the first 12 weeks, and I've had people within like the first 6 weeks already reaching their first goal. And people who have just made changes as far as with food, you know, almost immediately, like they've taken that for the first and second session, adapted to it, and they're just taking off with it. And it's really been cool to see.
When you say their first goal, you mean 5% weight loss?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. And what do you think about the group dynamics of the classes versus, you know, one-on-one interactions? Do you think there's something unique about the group model, or what are your thoughts on that?
So I think with the group model, it's really great because they're able to inspire each other. And I'll see people who have maybe been a little more quiet, and then they start to get more comfortable, and you know, they'll give a congratulations to somebody in class, or they feed off each other with different ideas. One of my groups has been really great with sharing recipes with each other, sharing different foods that they might find. And so they really feel that the support, not only from myself as their coach, but also from the other participants.
That's great. And how have you seen the participants use the scale and the Fitbit? What are your thoughts on those devices?
So I think the scale has really been helpful for them for accountability. I try to, you know, drive home to them of not only using the scale for, you know, watching the number, but we also talk about the non-scale victories, and the scale can kind of gauge us along the way. A lot of them have really liked to be able to see the progress. You know, and having it sync to the app, and just having that right there for them has been great. And then also the Fitbit has helped motivate them. I have a lot of participants who have started where they really didn't do much exercise, or they maybe would only walk a few houses, and they've really used the Fitbit to their benefit and have started walking more. They've started doing online Zumba classes or doing other things. And I think the motivation to see that your numbers change and increase a little bit each day with the Fitbit has really been a great tool for them.
That's great. And could you share with everyone a little bit about the structure of the actual classes? I think some people think that, you know, it's 26 classes and the dietitian is just kind of, you know, speaking for an hour, but it's actually more interactive than that, right?
Yeah. So the classes are an hour long, and we have material that we present to them, but we really let the participants take the classes to where they want. We do a lot of, you know, open-ended questions. I leave time for their feedback. I'll use breakout rooms to get them to interact with each other more and to really open up more. And you also will start to see participants who, you know, when you ask about their week or you ask what goals they have, they really take it to heart. They want to share with you, and they really take the class in the direction that they want to. And I'm there to help engage with them and help guide them. But I really like to let my participants, kind of take the lead more and make the class what they want it to be.
Could you share a little bit more about how you're using the breakout rooms? This has been a feature that I've been a long time recommending that we all use a bit more, but how have you been using that in a class?
The first two classes that I had, the participants were a little more quiet at first. So I thought maybe if I took myself out of it, they would be a little bit more comfortable. So what I would do is I'd propose a question to them. Like, let's say we were talking about, eating well or something and some changes that they've made. And I'll say like, what changes have you guys made along the way? Or, what's a different food that you've tried or whatever. And if they're a little quiet, I've said like, okay, let's, use the breakout room feature. I've asked them before and my participants who I've used it with have all really enjoyed it. And I'll put them in a breakout room and I'll propose a question to them. Like, can you share with everybody, let's say a food that, you really enjoy, but you've learned to adapt it, with our program. And they'll go into a breakout room and then all of a sudden they come back and they're a lot more talkative and they'll say like, oh, so-and-so told me this recipe for overnight oats and I'm going to try it this week. Or I just feel like it gives them more of an intimate experience and they feel a little bit more comfortable. Also with people who aren't comfortable with like always keeping their camera on, the breakout room encourages them to, turn the camera on and get to know each other more. And I found that it almost gives maybe some more trust. So it's been to my benefit and to their benefit. So I'll usually just propose a question to whatever the class is, tailored to that week. And then, leave some time, whether it's 5 or 10 minutes that we can use that. And I've done it in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, wherever it might be. And there's always been a really great response to it.
And just to clarify for the listeners, I mean, the breakout room functionality would basically allow you to, have, let's say 20 people in the classroom at the beginning, and then you could actually break them out into, 5 groups of 4, basically, right. And then you can actually click a button and then bring them back to the main room.
Essentially. And then you can also propose questions to them that they'll all see, while they're in there, like as me being the leader, I can type in a question for them and give them something else to talk about.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should make that a bit more of a standardized thing across the program. I'm not sure if all of the dietitians are doing that quite yet, but,
I think it makes it a little bit more fun too.
Yeah. I mean, that can definitely get to be a way that like people open up and that kind of thing. Have you thought about, making it such that for the breakout rooms, you keep the same breakout groups each week, if you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I actually haven't thought about that, but that it is a good idea, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, cause you could have your main group of, 30 mm-hmm. people. Right. And then within that, they have maybe 3 or 4 people that are in their breakout group each week so that they get like that smaller pot of people that they may be a little closer to than the mm-hmm. larger groups is something I was just thinking about. And what do you see as people's motivations for signing up for the program? Like, is it weight loss or some people that do they know they're pre-diabetic and they want to avoid type 2 diabetes, or is it medication they're trying to avoid, or what are some motivations that you're seeing?
So I would say the biggest factors have for sure been weight loss. And then, chronic disease, family history of chronic disease, or themselves with it or trying to prevent it. And then I also think that COVID has added an additional layer to all of this, because I have quite a few participants who have said, I was eating healthy and I was going to the gym and I was, doing really well. Then COVID hit and I gained 40 pounds or I gained 30 pounds. Mm. So I think that's only added like this whole additional layer of maybe, why are you eating, and the decrease in movement and so many more people in front of their computers and that kind of thing. So I'd say those have been the main things that I've been hearing.
And what can you speak a little bit about the curriculum of the program and how it could address some of those issues? I mean, it's not just about, diet, for example. I mean, there's other components to the program, like stress management and that kind of thing.
Right. So that's one thing that I really like about this is that you're really looking at the whole picture. And what I always drive home to them is that this is a lifestyle change. This isn't just like a 30-day diet gimmick, or we're not giving you powders and pills that you have to take to achieve these goals. We're giving you the tools to adapt to your lifestyle so this is successful for you for the rest of your life. And that's what I love. You know, each week is a different topic, of course, starting with diet and with activity, but going into stress management and coping with triggers and, you know, going out to eat and adapting to everyday lifestyle. I think the coping with triggers is a really big one that a lot of times I'll see people, it kind of really like drives home and makes them start to think of the whole, you know, like mental component to this and how we eat for different reasons and what causes us to eat and just managing all of that. And so I think that people realize that we're really giving the whole complete program versus only looking at nutrition.
Right. Yeah. No, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing all this on the podcast, and we'll look forward to having you come back and share some more participant successes. But we'll let you go for today, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Digital Health Entrepreneurship with Lauren Strahard. If you haven't already, take a look at some of our other episodes and leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform.